Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh no, this guy's back again! Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. I'm going to be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities. In this segment coming up, not this one, but the next one, I'm going to talk about the dangers of ice. Wow. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we won't spend...
I need about $350.
We won't spend $350. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? And the answer is, I cannot tell you. You must ask the Lord. If he reveals the answer, you may discuss it with me. The review of the goofy. I goofed on the goofy. How do you goof on goofy? Oy vey. The goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we do have, and I mean we do have, a Daily Double. All right, here's the first one. Let's see if you can answer this life's questions. Here we go. Ready? Get ready. How far east can you go before you're heading west? Huh? Huh? Huh, smarty pants? Huh? Huh? What about that? Or, now here's one that's going to offend some people, but you know, I don't care. Do Jewish vampires avoid crosses or stars of David? Huh, I got to think that through. Wow. Also, we're doing Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
I look good.
Well, we're going to get some phone calls on that one. Yeah, we're doing that thing, living life as a Christian, that thingy. Your phone calls and more, complaining and not, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. Listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You want to know how ice can hurt you? Stay tuned.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is brought to you by the green solution to your gopher and rat problem, barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as guest speaker.
Attend this free workshop Monday, October 28th at Meridian Baptist in El Cajon and St. Dunstan's in San Diego.
Tuesday, October 29th at Faith Lutheran in Vista and St. Andrews in San Diego.
Wednesday, October 30th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Chula Vista and Christ Episcopal Church in Coronado.
Thursday at Fallbrook United Methodist.
Please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment. Also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because Okay. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady. I hope she likes that. That's all I can say on that one. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Yes, when we drive by the house and we see a jumpy, jumpy tent thing, we know if it fits in the front of the house, it's a birthday party. If it covers the whole house, it's tenting for termites. We get it. 30 years they have been doing this. 30 years. So E. coli is offering $100 off any termite work when you call, or $50 off any initial pest control. $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. And remember, it's termite and it's pest control. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget, Sue, by the way, has a show on KPRZ. It'll be tomorrow, Saturdays, tomorrow at 4 p.m. She does an inspirational show, so don't forget, if you're driving down the freeway or driving somewhere and you get a chance, oh, wait, no, no, then you can listen to it. That's kind of cool. Also, you can either call the 800-332-BUGS, or you can go to E. coli Termite. That's E-C-O-L-A termite.com. 100 bucks off any termite work that you might have, 50 bucks off any initial pest control. Pretty good deal right there. Say hi to Sue. Hi, Sue. Okay. Let me tell you what happened, as we are bound to do here at the show, and we are bound by just a few rules. One, boring, not interested. Hello, Davey. Okay, we're not doing that, okay? But I do like to talk about my life's insanities because it makes me feel normal to share that with you and have everybody understand. Not that every time I do, anybody understands. I'm just saying it just makes me feel normal to think that you might understand. Here's what happened. So that's it, all that to say this. Sometimes I have things happen. They're pretty normal. They're stuff that happens. It's the same stuff that happens to you. The only difference is I have a radio show to talk about it. So I'm talking about it to you, for you, so you too can feel normal. Here is the incredible insanity that recently took place. So I want to read this to make sure I don't mess this up. So, Robo Paul, you want to write this down? Killer ice. Killer Ice. Okay, so here's what's happening. So the wife and I last night were making dinner. Now, when I say the wife and I were making dinner, what does that really mean? That doesn't mean that I was making dinner. It really means I was taking something and putting it in the microwave and probably just getting in the way with her doing what she's doing and the dog looking at us like, is it mine? Is it mine? Is it mine? You know, from that movie, whatever that movie is with a fish. Is it mine? Is it mine? Anyway. So I'm putting stuff together, and I'm getting ready to get settled down with the wife on the couch to watch some of our recorded shows. Why? Because we don't have time to watch live shows. I have to record everything. If I didn't have a DVR, I'd watch nothing, which, of course, would probably help my brain considerably. Anyway, so we know we're in a new place, right? We're in a new place, but in this new place, we don't actually have an ice maker. Now, let me explain that. It was one of my stutter points before we actually made the move to go to this place. But I will tell you, and people here can testify, the view from where we live makes up for it. So, you know, I just kind of put up with it, and we don't have an ice maker. But, you know, you're thinking, they don't have an ice maker? Really? I mean, so, like, how 60s? So, anyway, so the wife, she bought a plastic bin. And she put it in the freezer to put the ice in. So what we now get ice from is called trays. Ice trays. Have you ever heard of those? They're ice trays. I guess they invented them back in the day, like, I don't know, in the 1600s, in the thousands, something like that. But they hold little ice cubes. You put water in them, and you put them in the freezer. Now, when I was growing up, we had these things, and we used to put Coca-Cola in them. And put them in the freezer, and then you'd have little Coca-Cola cubes. Now I'm doing it just so I can have a cold glass of water. That's right, I said water. So we have the little ice cubes, and if you understand what those trays are, they're plastic trays. And you put water in them, you put them in the freezer, they freeze, and then what you do is you empty them, you turn them upside down, you empty them, you twist it, and you kind of shake it a little, or you smack it against the little bin, and you put the ice in there, right? Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? So here, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened. Last night, I was twisting the tray with ice, right? Remember, it's called an ice tray. And I was putting the ice into the bin, right? The little bin where you get ice, right? And a few pieces shattered and went flying on the floor. Right? Well, no biggie, right? It's some ice shavings, right? One of the pieces of ice that broke off from the ice tray became a transformer. It transformed itself from a piece of ice to a projectile missile. And it became a missile that launched at speeds of 3 or 4 thousand miles an hour and came crashing into my toe at such an angle it cut me. I mean, really, it cut me. Now, it wasn't an enormous cut, and the wife is going to text me and go, "You're being soft," right? But I'm still overwhelmed that a piece of ice comes flying off the ice tray, turns into a missile, crashes into my toe, and cuts me. There's blood dripping on the floor from my ice.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world.
And the winner is ice. Because this is what this is. Listen, our appliances are from the Leave It to Beaver generation. Okay, let's just be honest. Or actually, it might even be from Father Knows Best. Just maybe a little bit further back, right? So, but that doesn't change the fact that the ice attacked my toe, cut my toe, and made my toe bleed. Let me tell you how manly I felt. So what's the moral of the story? You might be saying, Dave, that's ice and in a tray. What's the moral of the story? Can I tell you the moral of the story? The moral of the story is this. If you need something to drink from your refrigerator/freezer and you need ice, politely ask your wife for it or you may get severely wounded by the ice. But make sure when you ask your wife for it that you say thank you to your wife, or I guarantee you, you will get severely wounded another way. That's the moral of the story. What'd you think of that? That's a very chilling story, isn't it? Makes me go, anyway, that's what happened to me. I mean, really, the ice landed on my foot. It cut my foot. And I'm like, how does ice cut your foot? And then the wife's just like going, you bleed easy. It's like, wait a second. I don't think that was the solution to the problem. Okay, so here's what we got going on. I got about a minute or so. I want to make sure to get this in. I want to tell you about what's going on historically and hysterically. And then when we come back from this, we're going to be taking a DDD that's going to be...
Honey, you'll never believe what happened to me today.
There you go. Right there. I just want to make it known, especially for Robo Producer and Robo Paul, that on this date in 1959, the Twilight Zone... Oh, there's a good cue. The Twilight Zone premiered. Also, in 1760 on this date, King George III of Britain was crowned. Like we care. Who cares? 18th, oh, that matters a lot, Dave, because of history. Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter right now. 1854, the charge of the Light Brigade took place. Very good to know. 1962, John Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. And in 1983, the United States reorganized the Caribbean nation of Grenada. I mean, reorganized. Oh, wait a minute. That's like 1959 on this day.
We're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
That's right. And by way of exit, let's just remember one more thing and then we'll exit. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know what today is also? World Pasta Day. World Pasta Day. Don't forget that. Take that.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
Put that in your linguine. That's what I say. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I've got a DDD that has to do with us complaining.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village. Kevin. Great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chock full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Everyone knows that a gift of jewelry from Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo captures a woman's heart. But did you know that in October, it can also warm the heart of others? That's because now through October 31st, not only will you save up to 50% on an incredible selection of jewelry, but a portion of the proceeds will also go to benefit Breast Cancer Angels in their mission to provide financial and emotional assistance for women with breast cancer. That means now is the perfect time to buy the woman in your life something she'll cherish forever from Unicorn Jewelry's incredible selection of bracelets, rings, earrings, and necklaces from top brands like Tacori, Ratani, and Viraggio, or select from Unicorn certified loose stones to create a one-of-a-kind piece that fits any budget. You'll both feel good knowing you're saving up to 50% off and supporting a great cause. Don't miss the Unicorn Jewelry Pink Sale going on now. Visit Unicorn Jewelry on Bernardo Center Drive or online at unicornjewelry.com today.
The all-new Mazda El Cajon knows how to deliver value, selection, and service. Check out the online specials at Mazda-ElCajon.com for new and certified pre-owned Mazdas. 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Mazda El Cajon. They deliver.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I'm just ducking from ice. Everybody's walking by with a drink with ice, and they're shaking their cup, and it's like, and I'm like, I'm ducking. I think I have a new nervous twitch.
You make a horrible arch nemesis for Mr. Freeze.
I'm telling you, the projectile. And it turned into a transformer, by golly. Come on, that's not my fault. Okay, let's see. This segment is brought to you by Zero Res, our good friend Brian Holland and his crew with Zero Res. Couple things to tell you, which you kind of know, but you wanna just cut through it? Let's just cut through it. Ready? All right, let's cut through it. Not only did I use Zero Res, and they did an absolutely fabulous job, in fact, saving me $200. I'll just let you know that right now. Because when we moved out, they didn't charge me like nothing for the carpets. And those carpets, you know, Levi's a dog. Hello. So these guys are great. Plus, they're so good, we use them here at KPRZ. So look, if we're using them here, I'm using them in my house, how good do you think they are? They use scientifically proven empowered water. It leaves the carpet totally, totally soft. Safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. All the techs are prompt, polite, professional. It's just a solid crew. Plus, they got the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. There's nothing more you gotta know. $129 covers three rooms. The 30-day you gotta love it guarantee, people. That means it's not jet and wet and jet, which is great. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Check it out on, you know, check it online. See what they're offering. See what they're doing. If you mention KPRZ, they'll give you a lollipop. See, can't beat that, right? So you get a lollipop. Of course, they're going to charge me for it, but that's not the point. 858-486-4100 if you get in touch with Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. $120 for three rooms. Solid like a rock. Okay. How you doing over there? Yeah, you feeling sparky? You feel
feeling like unsparkable.
Unsparkable. Well, this DDD isn't going to spark you anymore.
That's great. Come on, an uplifting one.
Later. I got to do this one because I said I was going to do this one on complaint. I got to do it on complaining. And you know what? It applies. So you better listen. Because it is.
David, if I were to object, that would be complaining, and then I would need it, so I'm not going to say anything.
You're going to need it anyway once you hear it. You're going to be like going, ooh. So that's the, see, here's the response. When you hear the word, you can either go, amen. And usually when you say amen and you're cheery about it, it means that you're doing okay in that realm. And even if the word is challenging, you're thinking, yeah, okay. And so you're kind of a little there, okay? If you go, amen, then you know you can do better. So it kind of means I can do a lot better. But I, you know, it's not horrible, but it's bad. And I can do a lot better. And then if he says a teacher's saying something and you say nothing, that's not a good sign. That means that you're not paying attention or you're checking out your phone when you should be listening to the sermon. Stop that. Or you're recognizing, ooh, I'm kind of far from that.
What were my choices again?
Well, it's either amen or amen, but I got one more choice for you. Or nothing. You say nothing. But then there's the last choice, the fourth choice. That's the oh me. So you can either say amen, amen, nothing, or oh me. Oh me is bad. Oh me means, man, I'm going in the wrong direction. You know, God is going south, or excuse me, God's going north because we go north with God. But you're going southeast. It's like, oops. It's like, that's a bad idea.
And we're not talking Texas.
Yeah, not talking Texas. Okay, here we go. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. You'd be amazed how much stuff you can get out of numbers. Not numbers as numerical, numbers as in Bible. Listen to this passage. Tell me if it applies. If you feel guilty, I'm not making you feel guilty. I don't make people feel guilty. My mom, she could have made you feel guilty. Me, not so much. My mom, yeah, she was good. My grandma, fantastic. Fantastic. Are you just going to let an old lady die without calling her? You know, that's, come on. You can't say anything to that. It's like conversation just ended. Started and ended with
you're
grandma.
You're right, Grandma.
Yeah, that's right. Grandma Selma. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. But you couldn't cook, no matter what. All right, Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Listen to this. Now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Listen to this. Complaining in adversity. The people became complainers in adversity. Do you remember when you first became a Christian, how you never complained in the trials because you were like, God was with you, he's helping you. Oh, it doesn't matter what's happening. The Lord's going to help me. He's going to get me through us. We're going to see his glory. It's going to be awesome. It doesn't matter. All is good. Well, guess what? As you go along in the walk, because you think you're smarter, which you're not, you complain more in adversity. Instead of just going through adversity and going, praise Jesus, you go, yeah, I've been down this road before, and I know how this ends.
Why me?
It's like incredible, right? So the complaining in adversity, and people don't like this, but this angers the Lord. Now, hey, there's a couple things that I'm looking to do in life. I want to please the Lord, so I want to operate in faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that seek him. Got it. I want to be a giving person, not a stingy person. I'm still working on it. Give me a break. I want to be a person who walks by faith, not by sight. I don't want this to happen. But when I'm complaining in adversity, the Lord doesn't like it and gets angry. Oh, the Lord, he never gets angry. Yeah, keep complaining. Let's see what happens. So anyway, the outskirts of the camp were being burned, which is not a good thing. If you can imagine a campsite, you're at a campsite. Now, it's a big campsite. I give you that. But everybody in the campsite is connected to you. And you see the edges of the camp start burning. I feel that's cause for concern. I don't know. I'm not a big camper. And I'm going to go with they probably didn't have a lot of propane back then. But I'm going to go with they probably had a lot of flammables like tents, clothes, and people. So here's the Lord's anger is burning against them. And in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, it says this: for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. Okay, so for all of you that are going, yeah, that was the Old Testament. Let's just go over Romans 15, 4 one more time. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. Oh, we're supposed to learn from this. Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord says, you have wearied me with your words. There's two things I'm not looking for in my relationship with God. One, to get him angry, and two, to have him tell me that my words are starting to irritate his ears. That just doesn't seem impressive. I don't know. It's like, I love you, Lord. You're starting to irritate me. Uh-oh. I just think that's not good. Here's the passage you want to live by, folks. Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That's what we want to be walking in. That's what we want to be living by, right? We don't want to be complaining of adversity. I don't like this trial. This trial's not very nice. I don't think I appreciate it very much. That's a good way to get the edges of the camp burnt. And once again, I'll just ask you to picture being at a camping ground. And in our case, we would have all these different propane tanks. But I'm just saying, they had tents and they had skins and they had animals. And here's the it's burning, folks. It's closing in on them. It's like, ooh, maybe we should be quiet now. You have wearied me with your words. Maybe we should stop complaining about adversity and make sure our words are pleasing to him. That's a thought. I like it. Let's try it. Let's have our words be pleasing. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing to him. And that way, he won't be angry. He won't be wearied by our words. And we don't have to worry about the camp edges burning. Great idea. I love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, what do you mean, Hogan's Heroes? Oh, it could be a fascinating segment.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The all-new Mazda El Cajon knows how to deliver value, selection, and service. Check out the online specials at Mazda-ElCajon.com for new and certified pre-owned Mazdas. 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Mazda El Cajon. They deliver.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Stewardship Academy is a community service to help KPRZ listeners with their finances.
Attend Finances and You, a free workshop at Sunrise Community Church.
KPRZ proudly welcomes five-star wealth manager Jonathan Doring from Thrivent Financial as your guest speaker.
Learn how the 2013 tax law changes affects your income, your estate planning, and your investments.
Discover alternatives for your low-yielding savings.
Learn about multi-generational IRA and charitable planning.
And tax-advantage investment strategies.
Attend this free workshop
at Sunrise Community Church in Santee.
Tuesday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. or Saturday, November 2nd at 10:30 a.m.
The workshop is free, but please pre-register by calling Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227.
The Stewardship Academy, helping you be wise with your money so you can live a generous life. Call 858-455-5227 for more information.
Too long, too long, too long done.
when we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, do I like living in... Isn't San Diego great? I'm serious. If you were right now, if you were living in Cleveland, first of all, you'd be like, one, I'm living in Cleveland. Okay, so right there, you're thinking, well, God kind of loves me. And then B,
a little bit.
Yeah, and then B, you're in Cleveland where they had a snow. They had a snow. It didn't last or anything, but it snowed like the other day. It's already snowing.
Do they play sports in Cleveland?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
But in Sandusky, that's Ohio. Never mind. Oh, wait, that is Ohio. It's all the same. And Sandusky, they have a Cedar Point. I've been there. And then I actually swam one time in Lake Erie before it was really eerie. And then, but then after that, the next year, the family, they wouldn't let us. My dad wouldn't even let us swim in Lake Erie. Back then, see, the people don't understand lakes like the lakes back there. Like here, they got a lake, and you think it's a big lake because, you know, you can see the other side. Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, you can't see. They're
huge.
Enormous. They look like oceans.
No, lakes here are like a pond.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the advantage to us is we live in San Diego. I think that's
speaking of that, you should do a weather update.
What is the weather? What do we got? Do we
have
weather?
I don't know. You have the window.
Oh. That's true. You know, it doesn't look as cloudy. It looks kind of nice. I mean, yesterday was kind of like gloomy. It had that gloomy feel. That was my weather forecast for yesterday. Gloomy. Today, not gloomy.
You almost sounded like Eeyore there for a minute.
Eeyore. Oh, I used to do a pretty good Eeyore. I got to see if I can dig that one up, you know.
Oh, nobody likes me.
Is that good?
Not bad.
Not bad? Oh, happy birthday, Eeyore.
Another year. Oh.
I like that guy. He's good. Anyway, traffic, whatever. It's Friday. It's traffic. You live in California. You know what the payoff is? The payoff is the weather. So you tell the traffic, horrible. You know what's great? The weather. There you go. All right. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Now, Excalibur Roofing, let me tell you, we got something coming up with them. Eric is looking for roofers, so we're putting together a commercial that we're going to do. Be running for them. He's looking for, hey, can you come and can you put a nail in the top? He's looking for career roofers, people that really want to get involved long term. And it's not like he's offering like their own independent company, but you can develop your own career just like he did and eventually get into your own business just like he did. And he's willing to, you know, work with people, so on and so forth. So if you're a person who understands roofing, Okay. Now, I'm not talking about a dog that can do a trick. I'm talking about roofing. Okay. Then when you hear the number, that number you can also call. We're putting something together. I just talked to him today, so I'm very excited about that for him. But let's just talk about Excalibur Roofing in general, because the rains are coming next week, folks. There's folk. it's like a song. Folk. Anyway, the rains are coming next week. So you got the season is coming now where the rains are going to be coming in, and you have to make sure your roof is all set. So if you have any questions at all, any, you need to call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements. They do repairs. They all, like I said, all their estimates are free. So they'll come out and check it out for you, let you know what's going on, tell you what it'll cost. And the one thing that's great about Eric that you can count on, he's a brother in the Lord who has given his heart to him. He's really dedicating his business to the Lord. And we just want to bless him in that and think that's great. And I love that he feels like every time he does a roofing job, he told me this, it's like a ministry. It's like you never know what's going to pop up or what's going to happen. And I think that's an awesome attitude to have. 760-743-8803. Also, if you're kind of like thinking, man, I might want to get into that as a career, you want to give them a call, and they'll get that coordinated to at least to talk to somebody. Okay. All right, where are we at? Have I told anybody how to get a hold of us? I haven't done anything,
no,
have I?
No, you haven't, David.
I haven't done anything today, have I?
No, you talked a little bit.
Wait a second. It's a talk show. I'm supposed to do more than talk a little bit. I haven't said anything worthwhile. Oh, that thing I'm complaining about.
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Is that your way of telling me something? All right. Anyway, if you want to reach the show, you can also send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because how was that? Keep that stuff handy, because here we go. Keep it all handy. Here we go. All right. Remember we talked about Ted Cruz calling the whole Obama fiasco that it was run by the Nigerian email scammers? Now, how funny was that segment?
That was pretty funny.
That was funny as can be. Leave it to people from Stalag 13 to come up and say Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, for saying it was run by Nigerian email scammers is, what's the famous word they always use? Racist for saying that joke. So the person who said it was not our very own, but the very own Ed Schultz, also known as Schultz. Also known as
dum 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 dum.
Well, besides that, is there another sound thing in there next to the Hogan Hero one? There it is. They got it. How about this? Also, somebody who doesn't seem to know a lot, therefore
I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
He knows nothing. I know nothing. Okay. See, Ed Schultz, get it? Schultz.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Okay, let's just solve that real fast. Not only is Senator Ted Cruz not a racist, he's a genius. Because first of all, that was one of the funniest lines I've heard in ages. First, the guy does green eggs and ham from the floor, which I think
best they've sounded in years.
I think he should get a trophy of participation for that. Second, the only people that are race baiting in this whole thing are people like Ed Schultz. They're race baiters. They're just, if you don't like something, here's what you say. It's just like slavery, and people who disagree are racist. That's all they say now. They don't even have anything else. It's like, really?
Dum, 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 dum.
I would agree. And I want to say that Ted Cruz is not a weenie. He's courageous.
He's a patriot.
He's a patriot. And I hope he runs for as many offices as he can attain. Because right now, he's the only guy that's standing up and going, this is ridiculous. That's what you need. And for the old guard, this is the thing that bothers me. It's not all the politicians, okay? Because there's some people I like. Man, I like Krautheimer. I like some of these people. But this is what I don't like. When you're insulted by MSNBC, CNN, and the old Republican guard, you should take it as a badge of honor. Because that's what it is to me. So, in this case, we'll say, Ed Schultz, He knows nothing!
I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning!
I'm sorry, folks. I'm not supposed to have that good a time. Sorry. Also, because it's just fun to talk about our wonderful website people for the Obamacare website has said they will fix this.
Unbelievable.
The first report was by the end of November. I don't know if you saw this. The next report was by the beginning of December. So I'm going to say they're going to fix this by not.
Let's just put it this way. When government comes out and says something's going to cost X, it usually ends up costing X times 5. So if they say it's going to come out by December, oh, I'm picturing maybe 2020.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Here's what they're not admitting now, but now it turns out to be the case. And I cannot believe this number. I can't. Almost $1 billion on the
what?
Robot. Almost $1 billion. The website my wife and I got, $129 initially, $98 a month. That's what it costs.
And you could probably handle all the incoming traffic better than they can.
25,000 people we can handle. So if you just take that number, okay, let's say $100 a month, 25,000 people. So let's just take that out, okay? So $1,000 a month would be $250,000. Okay, $10,000 a month will be 2.5 million. $100,000. Okay, $100,000. Fine. That's 20 million people. They're at $1 billion. They can't even hold 300-400 people. You can't.
And the amount of people that have actually successfully enrolled, they're still counting on two hands.
Yeah. No, it's three.
Three.
That's the answer. So $1 billion. I will say this, and this is the most bizarre part about all. Democrats and Republicans. Now, I'm not talking about the loony left, and I'm certainly not talking about the lamestream media. I'm not talking about them at all. But Democrats and Republicans, like the clearer thinking ones, are all in agreement that this is like something's not right. It's like you're thinking, listen, when Nancy Pelosi goes, we'll fix it, you know it. It really must be broken for her to admit it. I will say this. They interviewed a CEO from another software company. Did you hear about this? Guy comes in, the panel interviews this guy. You know what he said? This was his comment. It shouldn't be this hard. Like, oops. But you know what? It's okay, because we found out from President Barack Obama that it's just kinks. New definition of kinks. Complete abject failure. Okay, but that's just kinks. So don't worry about it. It's no problem. No biggie. Okay. I'm trying not to laugh here. We've got Corporate Salem coming up in the next hour. But in our next segment, ladies and gentlemen, we have more word, more DDD, more devotional diamonds of the day. It's Friday. We like to enjoy it, but we also like to make sure we have the right dose of truth to draw us closer to the Lord, because it's all about drawing closer to Him. And if you think this earthly journey is about being a Republican or a Democrat or an American versus being a Christian, then you don't get it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's talk spiritual, can we? Up down in Old Soho, where you drink
champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
If you suffer from the chronic pain of osteoarthritis or neuropathy, call MedCare Specialty Clinics of Carlsbad. They're committed to reducing your pain. 760-585-9658.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar, and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar A no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
I'm Lisa Rodman, Executive Director of Agua Hedionda Lagoon Foundation, and I want to thank everyone who made our third annual world-famous Paddle Boat Poker Challenge a great success. We're already planning for next year's fourth annual world-famous Agua Hedionda Lagoon Paddle Boat Poker Contest. We invite you and your family to come on out and visit Agua Hedionda Lagoon all year. We have a fantastic Discovery Center. We have schools visit us for field trips, and we're a great place for a family outing. Please visit us online at aguahedionda.org to learn more about your great lagoon. We have great volunteers, staff, board of directors, and we're open Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5, and Saturdays and Sundays, 12 to 4. We're the Nature Center with hands-on activities that inspire future lagoon stewards. Come on out to have a great time at aguahedionda.org. The only thing missing is you. aguahedionda.org.
Car sales are up, and that's good news. KPRZ listeners will spend almost $38 million on new and pre-owned vehicles in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Mike Hadley, Senior Marketing Director at KPRZ, and we want to send this business to you. If you or a family member has a position of influence at a car dealership, call me. We want to send our listeners to someone who shares our faith and values.
Become the exclusive car dealership of KPRZ. Call Mike at 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Half Price Tuition, and at the website for KPRZ, Half Price Tuition is available. If you want to have the opportunity to send your child or your grandchild to a private Christian institution, somewhere between preschool and 12th grade, then I encourage you to go to kprz.com and check out the Half Price Tuition information that is on the website. Very cool stuff. So, I mean, you know, we really support that. And just for those of you that don't understand how it works, we haven't promoted quite the same level, knowing that the school year has finished, but now we're coming up into a new semester. We're going to be promoting a lot more coming up. Plus, just so you can know, I signed up long-term. So for the half-price tuition, we're going to be doing this for quite some time. This is not something that's going to be disappearing anytime too quickly because we believe it's a great idea. It's a great idea to do. All right, I've got DDDs, and I'm not going to do the big ones that I was going to do, but I'm going to do one that's really a mind-blower. I got, about 3.5 minutes. I think I can pull this off in. I'm going to tell you something that you haven't heard a lot of in the church. And some of you are going to get mad, and it's okay to get mad at me. It's all right. You still have to love me. You still have to forgive me. Otherwise, you are going to have a problem with God. Not me. You. Okay. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. If you catch that little reference point, Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35. Summoning the crowd along with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone wants to be my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it." Now, we've heard this passage taught over and over again, and it's a really important element, but I'm going to tell you something that is really deeply important. When Jesus said you have to deny yourself, he is not promoting self-discovery. He's not promoting, you know, just find yourself. Just find yourself. No, you don't just find yourself. If you want to find the divine purpose for your life in discovery, that's great. If you want to find out what God's will is for you and what he wants you to do, both generally and specifically, that's awesome. But what Jesus doesn't say is, you know what? Search deep within and take a deep breath and put your hands out and put your fingers in a little circle and go, What Jesus says to do is to put your hands out, lift them above your head, get down on your knees and deny your life so that you are taking up your cross and live for God. In fact, the scripture tells us in the other gospel that we're supposed to take up our cross daily. I just think if we just heard that one phrase and just every day you woke up and said, okay, got to take my cross today. All right, got to pick up my cross today. Every day before we walked out the door, we'd do 10 times better than we're doing. The purpose of Christianity is not for you to discover yourself. It's not a self-help program. It's for you to lose yourself so you can find God. And in finding God, you will discover yourself. See, that's the whole thing that people are missing, okay? You take up your cross daily, you follow Jesus, you lose yourself, and you find God, and then God teaches you who you really are. Does that seem like a self-help program? No, it seems like the gospel. That's what we need to be doing. Christianity is not a self-help, self-discovery, self. See the key word there? Self. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about you being happy. It's not about me being happy. It's about the Redeemer who does the redeeming for the redeemed. We're the redeemed. He's the Redeemer. It's about him. And in losing ourselves and discovering him, we find what we're looking for. See, that's the great part about it. You want to know why there's 20 billion self-help books? Because they don't work. You want to know what works? Deny yourself. Fall into the kingdom all the way in. Because Jesus said, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me and the gospel will save it. You want to find yourself? Lose yourself. You want to find what the purpose is? Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. Follow Jesus. Lose yourself in him and his kingdom and the gospel, and you'll find yourself. Is that great? That's a good one, huh? Not bad. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Corporate Salem is joining us. Our good friend, Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook, is going to be joining us and telling us the big happenings of the show that's coming out for tomorrow and the magazine and the website. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.